In the perpetually rainy town of Forks, Washington, 17-year-old Bella Swan expects nothing but mundane misery when she exiles herself there so her mother can travel with her new husband. Living with Charlie, her police chief father, Bella's life takes an unexpected turn when she spots five inhumanly beautiful students at school, the mysterious Cullen family. Among them is Edward, whose curious glances catch her attention before he inexplicably seems to hate her on sight during biology class. His rigid posture, clenched fists, and hate-filled glare leave Bella stunned before he abruptly disappears for a week. When he returns, his demeanor has completely changed, and during a lab on mitosis, their accidental touch sends an electric shock between them. Most peculiar of all, his eyes have changed from black to golden brown, though he denies wearing contacts. Their conversation reveals Edward's uncanny insight into Bella's character. He sees through her facade, recognizing the suffering she hides from everyone else. This moment marks the beginning of their strange, magnetic connection, one that will soon prove impossible for either to resist. One icy morning, a van skids towards Bella in the school parking lot. In that split second, Edward appears from nowhere, stopping the vehicle with his bare hands and impossible strength. Despite Bella's certainty about what she saw, Edward denies it, his golden eyes pleading for her trust. This incident becomes Bella's obsession. She must uncover Edward's secret. She notices what others miss: his changing eye color, inhuman grace, cold skin, and supernatural speed. Edward's behavior alternates between friendly curiosity and cold distance. He suggests they shouldn't be friends, yet can't seem to stay away from her. The mystery deepens when Jacob Black, a Quaiute boy, shares tribal legends about the Cold Ones and their treaty with the Cullens. According to these stories, the Cullens are vampires who hunt animals instead of humans. Though Jacob dismisses these as superstitions, the revelation profoundly affects Bella. In a secluded meadow, Edward reveals his true nature, his skin sparkling like diamonds in sunlight and casting rainbows. Expecting Bella to flee, he's surprised when she touches his glittering arm with fascination. He demonstrates his supernatural abilities while explaining his reality as a vegetarian vampire who drinks animal blood instead of human. He confesses why Bella specifically challenges him. "You are exactly my brand of heroine," admitting her blood appeals to him more than any other human's, nearly driving him to attack her when they first met. Despite these revelations, Bella decides it doesn't matter what you are. Edward captures their impossible situation, and so the lion fell in love with the lamb, to which Bella responds, "What a stupid lamb," and he answers, "What a sick, masochistic lion." Their forbidden romance deepens despite, perhaps because of, the danger it represents. Edward brings Bella to the Cullens' spacious three-story White House with massive glass walls. Carlisle and Esme welcome her warmly, Alice greets her enthusiastically, while Jasper keeps his distance, subtly using his ability to calm Bella. In the living room, Edward demonstrates extraordinary musical talent at the grand piano, eventually playing a lullaby he composed for Bella. Through Carlisle's art collection, Bella learns his history. Transformed in 17th century London, he pioneered resisting human blood and devoted decades to medical study. Edward was changed in 1918 while dying of Spanish influenza, representing Carlisle's belief he could create companions ethically. Each Cullen responds differently to Bella: Esme with maternal warmth, Alice with enthusiasm, Jasper with caution, and Rosalie with resistance. When Edward tells Bella, "You are my life now," his words reflect decades of solitude finally ended. The peaceful bubble surrounding Edward and Bella bursts during a family baseball game when three nomadic vampires appear. Laurent, Victoria, and James emerge from the forest, the latter's ordinary appearance hiding a hunter's calculating mind. Their burgundy eyes reveal their human diet, contrasting with the Cullens' golden, vegetarian gaze. When a breeze carries Bella's scent to James, he drops into a hunting crouch, while Edward responds with a protective snarl. Though Laurent diplomatically agrees they won't harm Bella, Edward reads James' thoughts and recognizes the true threat. James is a tracker whose existence revolves around the thrill of the hunt. The Cullens mobilize strategically, and Bella stages an argument with Charlie to keep him safe. Despite their planning, James proves masterful, creating a trap using Bella's mother. When he calls Bella in Phoenix, playing a recording of her mother's voice, she makes her defining choice, slipping away from her protectors to sacrifice herself for those she loves. The confrontation with James unfolds in a mirrored ballet studio. He lured Bella using recordings of her mother's voice and revealed Alice's past in an asylum, where a vampire employee transformed her to save her from James Hunt. His attack is savage, hurling Bella into mirrors, breaking her leg, and leaving her bleeding and concussed. When he bites her hand, vampire venom begins what could become her transformation. Edward arrives with his family and defeats James. Edward then faces an excruciating choice: allow the venom to transform Bella as she desires, but against his beliefs, or extract it and risk losing control while tasting her exceptionally appealing blood. His decision to remove the venom, despite the immense risk, defines their relationship. Their fundamental disagreement about vampirism, curse versus gift, damnation versus salvation, creates a tension that will continue to shape their future together. After Bella's recovery, she and Edward reach an impasse about their future. Edward suggests removing himself from her life for safety, triggering a panic attack in Bella that reveals their profound connection. Their core conflict remains. Bella yearns for immortality to ensure an eternal future with Edward, while he refuses to condemn her to what he views as a soulless existence. This conflict culminates at the school prom, which Edward orchestrates despite Bella's protests. Under moonlight, Edward explains he wants her to experience normal human milestones. Bella admits she hoped he was planning to transform her. Edward describes transformation as the twilight of your life, carrying his centuries of regret, while Bella sees it as the beginning of their eternal life together. Despite this fundamental disagreement, their love remains unshakable. Edward's promise, enough for forever, as he presses his cold lips to Bella's throat, encapsulates their relationship's duality: the threat his vampire nature poses to her human life, and their devotion that makes that risk worthwhile. Would you sacrifice everything for love? This question defines Bella and Edward's impossible romance. Their story resonates because it magnifies love's transformative power through a supernatural lens. We all want to be chosen, to be seen for qualities others miss, to find someone who makes us feel extraordinary. As Edward's lips hover at Bella's throat, poised between kiss and bite, between human life and vampire eternity, we're left wondering, what price would you pay for forever with the one who completes you?